It's 522.
Now, stocks closed mostly higher today after the government reported job growth that was better than economists had anticipated. The unemployment rate officially now at a four-year low at 7.7%. 146,000 jobs added last month.
Joining us to talk about it, Jill Schlesinger, editor-at-large for CBSMoneyWatch.com. Hiya, Jill.
Good afternoon. This is a confusing report.
Okay.
All right. And here's why. Because it starts off, I start my morning just minding my own business. The Labor Department says to me, no effect of Superstorm Sandy in this report. And that's why everyone was really psyched. Wow, 146,000 new jobs. That's way better than the 80,000. So big thumbs up, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, the unemployment rate goes down. It goes down to 7.7%. We're sort of wanting to feel happy about it, but guess what? It's a total bummer. The reason why the rate went down is that a bunch of people just stopped looking for work. So I'm digging into this report, and what do I come to find out? One of the questions that the Bureau of Labor Statistics asks people is they say, well, why didn't you find work? And 369,000 people said they couldn't find work because of the weather. Well, wouldn't that be a Sandy impact? I think so, because I went back and drove myself crazy and said, well, what is the normal number in November? It's only like 60 or 65,000. So I think they totally gave us a head fake, those crazy guys at the Bureau of Labor Statistics.
Yeah, well, it certainly sounds that way. What else did you glean from this, Jill?
Well, you know, here's the thing. I mean, the labor market is just kind of what it's been, and it's almost two full years. And what I see is a slow growth recovery. We're only growing at, like, basically less than 2% annually, and that's not strong enough to put a lot of people back to work. So we've averaged about 150,000 new jobs a month for almost 2 years straight. That's just not really that strong. It's not strong enough to get more of those folks back to work. And I think that this whole fiscal cliff, what it really ends up meaning is that next year, I don't see job creation getting a lot stronger because growth is probably going to stay pretty contained. So on one hand, I want to say, thank goodness, we're not contracting. We don't lose 600,000 jobs a month. That wasn't so long ago. That's a good thing. On the other hand, I feel really bad because it's not like you can tell someone who's out of work, it's going to get a lot better sooner, because I don't see that happening.
All right, Jill, good to talk to you. Thanks so much.
Sorry to end the week on a bummer.
That's okay. Maybe you can cheer us up on Monday.
Happy Hanukkah.